There is currently a moratorium on disposing radioactive metals from certain types of DOE facilities. The impact statement would consider various disposition alternatives: continuing the moratorium, lifting the moratorium and allowing release of radioactive metals under existing rules, or allowing release under different rules. DOE contends that the radiation levels at issue are very low, just above natural background levels. But very low is still not safe to Dr. John Goffman, medical doctor, nuclear physicist, and author of the book Radiation and Human Health.
The whole idea about toxic materials is, first, never produce them if you can possibly avoid it. They violated that already. Once you produce them, the next problem is it's your obligation to segregate this material. So the statement by Doe that it's low level, just knock that off. We're not interested in hearing from Doe about what's low level. There is no safe dose of radiation. Poisons are to be contained, not spread into the biosphere.
Public interest groups and the metals industry are concerned that radioactive metals and other DOE radioactive waste, such as soil, concrete, and plastic, might be recycled into building materials and household products, such as kitchen utensils. Bill Heenan is president of the Steel Recycling Institute.
Well, the Steel Recycling Institute, along with the steel industry and the scrap industry, have been advocates of stopping the free release of any of this scrap into the production stream. And we've done this because we're concerned about the outcome of what happens when we release this scrap into the production stream. The government needs to decontaminate this material and then use it only maybe to bury other solid waste or other hazardous waste, make containers out of it so we can do that with the material. This is a joint effort of the metals industry, the aluminum industry, the nickel industry, the chrome industry, the steel industry, the iron industry are all in the same position of opposing the free release of this material.
DOE's process for developing the policy is also coming under fire. Bowing to public pressure, the department recently canceled a contract with a company it hired to study the impact of recycling scrap metal from nuclear sites. The company, San Diego-based Science Applications International Corporation, had worked as a subcontractor at DOE's Oak Ridge, Tennessee Nuclear Reservation, where its job was to help the primary contractor navigate the regulatory process involved in recycling scrap metal. DOE filed a notice of intent to create the impact statement in the July 12th Federal Register. The notice announced 6 regional public meetings. The first 2, in North Augusta, South Carolina, and Oak Ridge, Tennessee, have already taken place. The remaining meetings are August 7th in Oakland, California, August 9th in Richland, Washington, August 14th in Cincinnati, Ohio, and August 16th in Arlington, Virginia. Public Citizen, a public interest organization founded by Ralph Nader, is accusing DOE of trying to minimize public input. Winona Howder directs the Critical Mass Energy and Environment Program of Public Citizen.
It's ridiculous to think that during August, a heavy vacation month, that the public could be involved in this so-called public process. And the locations that have been selected are almost all in DOE facility communities. So, for instance, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the one in Oakland is one of the ones that is actually in an area that has a large population, but it's being held out at an airport without adequate public transportation. And it's obvious that the DOE doesn't really want public participation. They just want to meet the letter of the law and say they've fulfilled their legal obligation without really getting comments.
Howder is urging the public to attend the meetings and make comments.
People don't need to give technical comments. This is a very common sense type of thing. They need to say that this is outrageous and that the DOE shouldn't release the materials.
Phone calls to the Department of Energy were not returned. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.